Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, A Present from Hidden Valley, was written by Grace Garment and is presented in observance of the 80th anniversary of the New York Herald Tribune Fresh Air Fund.
I'm sitting in my office, and I'm holding in my hand a bright red leather wallet, nicely hand-sewn all around with green stitching. And I'm realizing that all the money in the world couldn't make me even a part of this wallet. In one corner it says, Hidden Valley, 56. And that tells me a whole beautiful story. A story I'd like to tell to you. It involves a boy named Ralph Miller, who was one of my patients here at the children's clinic. His medical history, well, I'll read you from his record. Patient hospitalized, September 52, suffering tuberculosis of the spine. He was about 6 years old then. Disease arrested. Corrective surgery successfully performed. Now, let's see, May 53. Patient fitted with spinal brace, released from hospital. Allowed limited movement, no running, no jumping, etc., etc. And then checkups, June 53, July 53, progress good, so on. Oh, here, February 56, brace removed. X-rays show fusion of vertebrae complete. Patient can now walk and move normally. Can engage in all physical activities in moderation. Well, that's quite a story right there. But the one I have in mind started later, after all this was
over.
Come on, hey,
who's up? Hey, come on, you guys. Who's up next?
Ralph is. Hey, Ralph, get over here. You're up.
I'm coming.
Hey, come on. Pitch from a little closer in, Smiley. Give him a chance to hit one.
Okay, I'm moving in for you, Ralph. Give me a couple of slow ones.
Not for me. Don't move in for me.
Come on.
Okay, here goes.
Hey,
this is a garage, not a ballpark. Now go on, beat it.
Okay,
want to try over near the river?
No, let's go up by 27th Street, where they tore the building down. We can play in a lot.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Come on, you guys.
Hey, Ralph, aren't you coming?
No, I don't feel like it.
But you're up. You can't quit in the middle like that.
Oh, go jump in the lake.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
I told you, I don't feel like playing.
Why not? Oh, Ralph, you know they're only kidding you, don't you?
Yeah. Well, they all stink, and so do you.
Ralph.
So long.
Ralph, you want to know something? You're the one who stinks, not us, you.
Ralph's mother didn't have to be told about him. She knew about his difficulties, and they worried her. So much so that she came and talked to me about them.
You said when you took the brace off that now he could run around and play and do things, but he doesn't seem to want to do things, Dr. Levin. He plays with the boys on the block a few minutes, and then right away he stops. The people in the house tell me he sits around inside all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When I ask him why he doesn't go out more with the other kids, he says he doesn't feel like it.
I see.
Of course, he says he has no pain or anything, but still an
Mrs.
old...
Mrs. Miller, whatever pain Ralph has now does not come from a spinal problem, believe me. It's something else entirely.
What do you mean?
Simply this. A sick child, a child who spends years in a hospital in bed, that child has two things to learn. First, how to live with his ailment, and secondly, how to live with the rest of the world. Now, the second is sometimes much harder than the first.
But you say Ralph has no more handicap.
No, he doesn't. No physical one. But from what you tell me, he's stuck with a... well, a handicapped attitude. On the surface, aloof, unfriendly, defensive. But underneath, frightened. Frightened of everything.
How do I get him over this?
I don't know. It's a real problem. Yes, I can fix braces for kids' arms and legs and backs. But there's no way to put a brace on the inside of a child. Bolster a child up so he can make friends, get some fun out of life. That's something else.
I do the best I can for Ralph, but I have to work and the summer's coming. He'll be sticking around the house all day in the heat, hiding away. I just wish I knew the answer.
Hidden Valley.
What?
Hidden Valley. That's your answer. I had heard about Hidden Valley from a number of people. I knew it was one of the seven children's camps sponsored by the New York Herald Tribune Fresh Air Fund. I also knew it was a little different, a little special. And if I can phrase it this way, just what the doctor ordered. Well, how's the old back, Ralph?
Okay.
Feels pretty good most of the time, hmm?
All right.
Well, that's swell. You try any handsprings?
Of course not.
Right. That's for later. Listen, Ralph, your mother and I were talking, and I happened to think of something. How would you feel if I fixed it so you could go away to camp this summer?
How could I? What camp would I go to?
The one I had in mind's called Hidden Valley. It's a real nice place. I've known other kids in this hospital who went there, and they all told me it was great.
You mean it's for sick kids?
No, not exactly. Oh, about half the children who go there have been sick. Maybe have some kind of little handicap, but, the other half haven't.
Well, which ones would I be with?
Both. They're all mixed together.
You mean they put the sick kids in with the well kids?
Sure.
Why?
Why not?
I don't want to be in with sick kids. Not anymore.
Oh, Ralph. All right. You'll play with the others. The ones who aren't sick. Now, how about it? Want to go? You'd have a fine time. What do you say?
Dr. Levin.
What's the matter, Ralph?
What if I don't make good up there?
How so?
I mean, in the sports and all that.
Ralph, don't worry about making good. Just make friends. That's all that counts. And so it was arranged. Ralph was to have 2 weeks at camp. He was to leave New York on July 15th and be taken by bus to Hidden Valley. I didn't expect any miracles to take place, but I knew that once he got on that bus with all the other children, at least he'd be headed in the right direction.
And the rest was up... I've been working on the railroad all the livelong day. I've been working on the railroad just the best of time away.
Okay, Hidden Valley.
Hey, there's the mess hall. That's where you eat, except when it's cookout. I was in that tent over there last year. Wait till you see the farm. They got real animals. Boy, it looked just the way it did last year. No kidding. Only then it was pouring.
You need any help back there?
No, not me. Hey, how about you? You coming?
Yeah, I'm coming.
I always wait till the last. Then I can check if anyone forgot anything. Is that what you do?
No, I'm just not in such a big hurry, that's all.
Oh, I thought maybe you had something wrong, like me. I'm Sandy Bennett. What's your name?
Ralph. Look out!
Yeah, sure. Wow, I guess he was in a hurry after all.
Yeah.
Hey, Fats, maybe we can go out to the pool before we go to bed. I mean, you know, just a little bit.
Are you kidding? You can't go swimming after eating. You'll sink like a rock. Clunko.
Hey, Fats, I'll trade you.
What's a trade?
I'll give you all my piece for a half a franc.
Oh, nothing doing.
Here, take mine.
I had two hero sandwiches from the boss my mother gave me. She thought I might get hungry.
Are you homesick yet?
Not yet.
But we just got here. Are you going to get homesick tonight?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Well, if you do, I will too.
Okay.
Hey, watch this. Hey, look, I'm bouncing my plate on my head. Hey, look at me, Fat.
You look around the dining room at Hidden Valley, and what do you see? The same scene that's part of every summer camp. A bunch of happy, excited, noisy kids buoyed up by country air and having the time of their life. Fat kids, thin kids, kids with freckles, kids with cowlicks. But also at Hidden Valley, here and there, a kid with a leg brace, a kid with a palsied limb, a rheumatic case, a child with muscular disease. Smiling, laughing with the others, reaching out for the fun and good times rightfully his. Not separate, but a part of the whole.
I want to welcome all of you to camp to say a few words about the procedure for tonight. Now, each of you has been given a tag that has your name on top and the name of your tent below. Now, as soon as we finish dessert, which I happen to know is strawberry ice cream. Yay! As soon as we finish, the counselor for each tent will call out the tent name. If that's the name on your card, then step forward and go with your counselor to your tent. Now, each tent operates as a team. Some of you will be bluebirds, some of you will be wildcats, beavers, meadowlarks, and so on.
You see, no speeches about special problems or handicaps. Just each tent operates as a team. This is the principle that guides Hidden Valley. It was in this kind of community that Ralph Miller got his first inkling of what companionship meant.
So the first thing is, you find a stick and you mark a notch after every sunset. That's so you don't lose track of time.
Yeah, but if you're lost in the woods, what difference does it make what time it is?
Oh, you don't understand. You've got to keep track of the days. Otherwise, you won't know if you've been lost a week or a whole month.
Boy, I'd know.
Hey, Carmen, cut that out, will you? I'm trying to think.
What do you write, Herb?
I'm keeping a diary. I'm writing down everything that happens for the whole 2 weeks.
Why?
Well, I don't know, but I'm doing it.
What you got so far, Herb?
Well, let's see. The first day, we came on the bus. It was swell. We made 2 stops. I got out both times. Me, Fats, Carmen, Sandy, and Ralph are wildcats. Dan is our counselor. The tent is like a real army tent. The cots are like real army cots. Mine is next to Ralph. He's quieter than any of the others of us are.
The wildcats. Herb and Fats, able-bodied. Sandy, one leg supported with a brace. Carmen, left arm crippled from cerebral palsy. Ralph, the quieter one.
All right, fellas. It's about 3 minutes to taps, so let's start bedding down. Carmen? In your pajamas, everybody.
Oh,
okay. Hey, I forgot to show you. Look, you guys, look what I got, a compass.
Hey, wow.
Any of you want to use it, go ahead.
Well, how are we doing, boys?
Sandy has a compass, Dan. We go on a hike, we take it with us, huh?
Darn right we do. Everybody ready?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, good night, fellas.
Good night, Dan.
Good night, Dan.
Sleep good.
Okay.
Sandy? Yeah? Does that new thing on your leg feel funny?
No.
Does it hurt?
No.
I sprained my ankle once. Boy, did that hurt.
Did you ever have hives?
What?
Hives. You know, you get little red spots all over you.
That's chicken pox.
No. I got them from eating strawberries. I was covered with them.
Boy, did my mother worry.
Okay, no more talking.
Good night, everybody. Night.
Good night, Sandy. Ralph?
What?
Good night? Yeah, good night.
And so the encampment began. For most of the kids, every day at Hidden Valley brought new adventures and exciting discoveries. There were cookouts and there were nature hikes. There was the first sight of farm animals for those city boys. The remarkable experience of playing ball without having to dodge around trucks and baby carriages. Above all this, there was the strong sense of fraternity that came as the children learned to plan their activities and share the chores with an awareness of the needs and the capacities of each other. But Ralph Miller, although longing to join in, couldn't seem to get started. His fear of failure or of being laughed at seemed for a while to be a handicap he'd never overcome.
Come on, okay. Hey!
Practice on the kick. Now I'm going to call you by 10. When I call you 10, I want each of you to try to swim across to the other side of the pool. All right? Eagle 10.
Ralph?
Yeah?
Everybody's in the water.
Yeah, I was in.
Oh, not for long.
Long enough.
Well, everybody's going to swim across the pool now. Don't you want to try that?
No.
Well, why not?
Just don't, that's all.
Ralph, I've been noticing all week you start off on an activity and you do okay. But then you stop right away. Well, that's no good. I mean, what's the trouble?
Nothing. I just feel like being by myself, that's all. I think I'll go back to the tent for a little while.
Hey, Ralph, come back here.
What?
I just want to tell you you're a creep. Every time we're doing something, you just get up and creep away. I saw you get out of the pool just now and you hardly done anything.
So what?
So what? So what about the water carnival? That's what. What about the relays? Our tent will probably come in last, all on account of you.
Not on account of me. I won't be in them.
You've got to be in them. It's a five-man team.
Well, that's tough.
Ralph, don't you even care a little bit about the relays?
No, I hate all that stuff.
Well, if that's how you feel, then why'd you come here in the first place?
I don't know. I wish I had.
Yeah, well, I wish you hadn't, too. I wish you were someplace far away. The further away, the better.
Straight. Who saw him last and when?
Fats and me saw him about half hour ago.
Listen, it's my fault. I told him off. I said I wished he was someplace else. Well, he was mad. You get mad, you don't know what you're saying. I didn't think he...
Don't waste time. Thing is to find him and get him back here before anybody finds out. Couldn't have gotten very far in half an hour.
But which way he went? We don't know that.
Oh, he must have headed for the highway. Figured he'd get a hitch. Where else would he go?
Well... he might have gone into the woods.
What would he do that for?
Well, I don't know, but he did take the compass.
He did? Gee, he took your compass.
I guess he thought he'd need it.
You better hurry. Bats, you take the road. Carmen and Neil head over toward the woods. Sandy, you stay here and cover for us. If they want to know where we are, tell them... well, just tell them something.
Hi, Sandy. You talking to yourself?
I have to. There's nobody else around.
Well, Ralph's right there by the big maple. I hope the other guys get back before it starts to rain.
Hello, Ralph.
Hello?
The fellows are out looking for you. I guess they won't find you.
Here's your compass back, Sandy. I shouldn't have taken it.
Well, that's okay. You might have needed it.
No, I didn't get that far. I chickened out just like I always do.
Hey, Ralph.
What?
Is that why you never go in the activities? Because you're afraid?
Yeah, I guess so.
Then you don't really hate them.
I don't hate them. It's just I can't do any of them. I mean, all the time I was sick, I didn't learn that stuff. And now, well, I feel funny about it. You know what I mean?
Ralph, I'll tell you something. When I first came here last year, I felt just like you do. No kidding. I didn't want to go in any of the games or anything on account of my leg. I kept thinking I wasn't going to be any good and all that. The funny part was, once I started doing things, I didn't even think of my leg. It was hardly any handicap at all. You're scared, Ralph. That's your handicap. That's why you feared you can't do things. But if you start doing them anyhow, you'll get over that. Listen, I'll help you. I'll be glad to. You just got to start. Hey, I'm getting all wet. Come on.
So at last, Ralph got started.
Hey, come on, hey. Let's get it. Hey. Hey, now remember, Ralph, keep your eye on the ball all the time. Don't try to kill it. Just try to connect with an easy swing like I showed you.
Yeah.
Get out of my way!
Face in the water, right arm over. Face on the side, left arm over. Face in the water, right arm over. You're getting it, Ralph. You're getting it a whole lot better.
Well, it's easier swimming on a cot than in the pool.
Sure it is. That's why it's a good way to practice.
Listen, Ralph. Tomorrow's the relays.
Yeah, I know.
I just wanted to tell you all that stuff I said in the tent that day. Well, you must have thought I was nuts.
Forget it.
Anyway, I take it back. I wanted to tell you, whether we win or not tomorrow, I'm glad you're in our tent. I mean it.
Now we've marked the pool into lanes. During the relays, each team must stay in its own lane. The first race is between the Beavers and the Wildcats.
Oh, that's right.
Beavers take the left lane, Wildcats take the right.
Okay.
Be sure you stay in your own lane now. The first race is between
now, look, this is the line. Herb swims over and gives it to Carmen. Carmen swims back and gives it to me. I swim over and give it to Ralph. Then Ralph swims back and gives it to you, Sandy. You're anchor man now, Sandy. Right back.
Hey, Carmen and Ralph, get
okay,
over on the other side. Hurry up!
Ready. When you hear the whistle, that means go.
Right here, I'll end my story. Oh, I know it's not customary to break off just when you reach the most exciting part. But does it actually matter which team won that relay race? The real victory, as far as Ralph Miller was concerned, had already taken place. When I say victory, I don't mean anything dramatic or earth-shaking. Just a boy beginning to learn a few things about life and about people and about himself. What Ralph learned at Hidden Valley, well, I think everyone learns it sooner or later. If we reach out, do the best we can, we just help one another along a little, well, then the world is not such a frightening place after all. As for that red wallet I mentioned earlier, the one hand sewn all around with green stitching, well, that was my present from Hidden Valley. Ralph said it seemed like the kind of a thing a man in my position could use. I told him yes. It was exactly what I'd always wanted.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Charles E. Wilson, former president of the General Electric Company and a member of the board of directors of the New York Herald Tribune Fresh Air Fund. Mr. Wilson.
And so the story goes about one of New York City's tenement children who came, saw, and conquered a new hold on life through his experience at a fresh air camp. Not all children who are sent by the fund have the physical disabilities that Ralph had. They are children, however, who need the opportunity that being in the country for 2 weeks provides. And they may not be sent to a camp each time. They may easily be sent to one of the Fresh Air Fund's 1,700 friendly towns as the house guest of more fortunate people. Being given a free vacation by the Fresh Air Fund is an experience that is cherished and long remembered. You see, I know. For one summer a long time ago, I was sent from Hell's Kitchen on the west side to the country for my first fresh air vacation. The situation then was not so different from what it is today. There were too many people living in too small space. No place for children to play but the hot streets or the tenement steps. Nothing to do but hope and wait for the day when, perhaps, you'd be lucky enough to get to go to the country. Again this year, the Fresh Air Fund is investing in the future of more than 12,000 needy children by giving them free country vacations, an investment that is made possible only through your contributions. It is the best investment anyone can make. You can help through your contribution, whether it be postmarked Tallahassee, Florida, San Diego, California, or Bighorn, Wyoming. $25 provides a child with a 2-week stay in some friendly town where he will be the guest of people who share their home, their love, and their life with him. $80 will send a child, like Ralph, to camp for 2 weeks where he will learn the workings of true democracy firsthand, living, sharing, learning with children of all races, creeds, and colors. You will be providing a child with a memory he will never forget, an experience in living more precious than he has ever had, a picture of America nothing can destroy.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Eternal Light Drama Today, A Present from Hidden Valley, was written by Grace Garment and was presented in observance of the 80th anniversary of the New York Herald Tribune Fresh Air Fund. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Ralph Bell as Dr. Levin and Bobby Alford as Ralph. The narrator was Norman Rose. Also in our cast, Harold T. Day, Pud Flanagan, Corydon Erickson, Jane Amar, Bryna Rayburn, Joey Fallon, Mike Mann, Peter Laser, Richard Chitos, Daniel Occo, Beverly Lunsford, and Lynn Loring. This is Mel Brandt. Our program was directed by Ken McGregor. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.